fall, your blanket's so tiny. How do you even sleep with this? Okay, look, if we're gonna share it, you just have to move closer, because there's no way we're both gonna fit under here. Otherwise, yeah, just move closer. So far about the first night in your brand new apartment. I knew you were scared to be alone, you know, in the first few nights, but I didn't know you'd be this scared. Yeah. Well, we probably shouldn't have been reading those scary stories. After I helped you kind of get settled. Mm-hmm. I know. Hey, this is fun. I don't mind having a sleepover. Like old times. Yeah. Wait. Ow. Oh my god, there's something in my back. Wait. What is this? Oh my god. No, stop. Is this a plushie? You have a little stuffed animal in your bed. Oh, no, you do not take it away. Oh my god. Oh, he's so cute. I didn't know you slept with a stuffed animal. No, you're not hiding him. Here, I'll just put it between us two. And it'll be like our child. Hey, it's warm and it's soft in the middle, and we can both, like, cuddle around it. So are you sleepy at all? Or do you want me to start telling more scary stories? Okay, I won't. Did you hear that? No way. It sounded like it came from your kitchen. No, I'm not kidding. Yeah, did you hear that? I think it's... Wait, listen. Look over there. Yeah. Boo. It's okay. It's just my hand. Oh my god. Oh my god, you practically fell off the bed. I'm sorry. Oh no, don't be mad. Hey, I'm staying the night to help you get over your fear, so you can't be mad at me. Come on, I'm right here. You can't be scared. Come on. Just moving closer. I'll give you a hug. Okay. Yeah, my hand is still in your shirt. Did that really scare you? Yeah. Yeah, I think it was more because my hand was cold than anything. Yeah, my hands are always cold. I don't know why. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I know you just moved, but God, your mattress sucks. We need to get you a new one. No, yeah. Here. Now that the blanket actually covers both of us. Your hair smells nice. No, I don't think it's your perfume. Because I've borrowed that before and... doesn't smell like that. It just smells. Well, I'm not trying to smell your hair. It's just all in my face. Like, God, you have so much of it. You think I smell nice? Thanks, it's your body wash. sleepover thingy we've got. No, it's okay. I know how it can be when you start to live on your own for the first time. I remember the first nights I moved in, like, during the day it was okay, but, like, when I first moved out, the first few nights were so terrifying. And I just, as soon as the sun went down, I just go into my room and close the door. And I didn't want to go outside my room because it just felt like, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like less scary if I was just in my room until the sun came up. Yes, obviously I grew out of that. You know, I left my place now. Melissa's almost over though, so I don't know, I'm thinking of moving.
Roommates?
Yeah. I don't know, you just moved in. Yeah, I mean, this place is big enough for two people, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. Sorry, do you want me to stop? No. Okay, I'll keep doing it. I didn't even realize I was rubbing your back. I think, it's kinda like a subconscious thing or whatever. Like, I remember my mom used to do it when I was really young to help me fall asleep, just like rub my back and like put more nails around my back like this. Ooh, you got a little shiver. Yeah, but she would always, like, stop when she thought that I fell asleep, but I hadn't. Like, my eyes were closed and she thought I was asleep, but I wasn't, so I would always, like, kind of wake back up whenever she stopped, and that was really annoying. Yeah, I wouldn't make her keep doing it, but she'd always stop too soon, so. Yeah. Your skin's really soft. Yeah, no, you're definitely softer than mine. Here, you can put your hand under my shirt too. We can rub each other's backs more. Like, no, this is the most comfortable position. Yeah, that feels good. Okay, don't stop. You know I get ticklish. Stop. Why are your eyes still open? Go to sleep. Oh yeah, I'll totally stay up while you sleep and protect you from the monsters. All the monsters in your new place, yeah. And I hope you know I'm just kidding, because if anything actually does happen, I'll be the first one out the window. Well, yeah, not the door, because that's where they're gonna come in. Like, you know those horror movies where you see the person trying to run out literally where the killer comes in, and it's like, dude, what are you doing? Just jump out the window or something. Like, they literally run towards it, and it's, yeah, fuck that shit. We hear something, it's out the window. It's not that far of a drop, it's like, yeah, no, you're right, we're probably gonna both end up with broken legs and die anyways. I overestimate my athletic abilities. Okay, fine. If we hear something or feel something, which we won't,
I will go out and investigate, but only if you deal with the bugs. Oh my god, this place has so many bugs. Like, I know it was like kind of empty before you came, but it was so dusty, and I swear I saw like 3 spiders the first hour I was here. Yeah, well, I was gonna kill them, but you wanted to be the little humanitarian and save them and put them outside, so I didn't want to do anything because I know you'd get upset if I killed them. But yeah, all the bug related duties are yours. That feels good. Yeah, it's kind of making me sleepy too. No, I can't fall asleep before you. I have to stay awake. You all the time. What are you talking about? I hype you up all the time. Yeah, I told you when you got with your ex, he did not deserve you. You were way out of his league. Like, I still don't understand what you saw in him, but I mean, if you like him, I guess you do you. Yeah. The others, not really surprising. Yeah, I remember mine. How come it always ends up being us two left in the end? I mean, I don't mind it. I actually think I prefer it. Yeah. I think you should go to sleep, because I'm getting sleepier, and if I don't fall asleep soon, I'm gonna start saying stupid shit that I don't wanna say. I'm like, what? Crazy thoughts that come to your brain when you have no filter on. I look sad. I'm not sad. Just thinking. See the truth. Yeah, I don't think you can read my mind just by looking in my eyes. Well, you can try, but I really want to kiss you right now. Even better than I have imagined. this is why we should have fallen asleep sooner. Crazy thoughts. No. I really like that. Yeah, I want to do it again. The same bed. And if it was just one of those things, you know, it wouldn't be that odd, but what is this? Is this just what you do? You just bring your friends over. Do that for a long time too. No, let me just hug you. I've wanted you like this for so long. Other people, and I just, it was more for me. It was so much more. It meant so much more. See, this is what I'm talking about. I can't stop myself from saying all of this, and I don't want to say eventually. Please just be with me, okay? I promise I'll fight all the monsters. I'll try my best. And I'll protect you from everything. I'll sleep with you every night in your bed, under your tiny blanket. Myself, okay? Is that what you want to? Really? squeezing you too hard. I don't wanna